You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Well, I really mean it what I say, and I say what a pleasure to welcome our next guest to the studio, because she has come bearing boxes of pastries that are calling my name and vying for my attention. But before I start doing the dirty work of tasting any of them, let me say a huge warm welcome to Christine, who is the owner. Christine, who is the owner and head chef at the new Cafe Chiffon in Greenpoint. New-ish. Christine, you've been open about 4 months now.
4 months,
yeah. Welcome to Cape Talk, and thank you for bringing in the most delicious decadent lunch. Tessa Purden from Eat Out flagged you the minute you opened, saying this is a place to watch. It's something very different. It looks beautiful. She was raving about your interiors at the time, but she said you'll forget about what it looks like when you take your first bite. I know you grew up in China. Do you want to start by just telling us a little bit about your early food influences that have sort of fed into the Cafe Chiffon?
So I grew up in China. I had primary school there, and then during that I was exposed to baking. So I started baking at a really young age, about 12, 13-ish. And then it's just been a hobby of mine since. So then when I get to South Africa, there was obviously more exposure to ingredients, to baking. So I learned a lot more since I came to South Africa.
Okay.
Yes.
And when I say a dessert cafe, that wasn't really a thing South Africans were familiar with until fairly recently. Is it very common in Asia?
It's very common in Asia. You would find it in every shopping mall, on the streets, everywhere, where they just sell pastries and coffees or drinks.
Okay. It's more than a coffee shop, though. I mean, it really is a specialist. When I say pastries as well, this isn't just a little donut or something on the side. These are works of art that we're going to be talking about in a minute. So, I mean, in terms of getting South African customers to try something new, I know some of us can be quite set in our ways and we like our mulva pudding and our Quisisters. Have you had fun or had any difficulty in getting people to say, you know what, I want you to try something radically different?
Yes, it was very. I was very nervous in the beginning when I opened the cafe, but I thought it's just bringing something different to the market. It's very exciting, and I think there is a general Asian hype in the market at the moment, and people are very willing to try something from a different culture. Some people really like our desserts, and other customers maybe not. But I think in the end, it's very important that I'm showing a part of my culture through the works that I do.
Well, I want to put it out there, if anybody listening has already been to eat at Cafe Chiffon, tell us what you liked, tell us what you tasted. Pop me a voice note on 0725671567 or give us a call on 0214460567. Where would you like me to start in the tasting? Where should my taste buds go first, Christine?
I think definitely the Japanese cheesecake. That is our best seller. It always sells out by the end of the day and everyone loves it.
Now, you say cheesecake. I mean, it looks like a chiffon cake more than what we would call a cheesecake. Tell us a little bit more about what's in here while I have a bite.
So the method of it, it's almost like a chiffon cake, but we incorporate cream cheese in there. It's very light, not as dense as the normal cheesecake, and it's very light and airy. We fill it with fresh cream, so everything is just light and delicate. It's more about the texture than the flavor.
It's absolutely beautiful. As you said, it just melts in your mouth.
Yes.
You don't feel like you're taking a bite of dense, heavy cake. This is a little puff of sweetness, and then it almost melts away. So, okay, chiffon style tells me lots of egg whites giving it that lift.
Definitely, yes. So we separate our egg whites and the egg yolks, making it extra light and fluffy.
Okay, I know I have to stop eating this because I have to try everything else, but if I had my way, I would go through the whole thing. It's light. It's not sickly sweet either.
Yes.
It's a really delicate flavor. I mean, it looks like a work of art with a beautiful fresh strawberry on top. And the piping of your garnishes on all of these cakes, Christine, tells me somebody with really, really good baking skills. I mean, do you do it all yourself? Have you got a team with you in the kitchen?
Yes. So we have two girls currently that is in training. And when we are getting more people to come in and do the work as well. Yes.
Okay. I, as somebody who really struggles with a piping bag, despite valiant attempts to master it, I respect anybody who can make things look this beautiful. Okay. Regretfully, I'm setting aside the Japanese cheesecake. I'm going to have a sip of coffee, and I'm lucky to have a lovely fresh coffee from Bongani at Google Air to Coffee in studio with me right now. Sorry, boss, I know we're not meant to. Christine, you serve coffee, tea. What can you find on the beverage menu at Cafe
Chiffon?
Yeah,
so we have mainly coffees. So we do iced lattes, which is very popular as well. Our honeycomb latte is one of the best sellers. Then we do an ice blended, which is just like a normal frappuccino. We have teas and we have smoothies.
And your tea selection, is it Asian green style teas or is it a wide variety?
We are looking to bring in more Asian varieties at the moment. Yes,
and I'm really intrigued to see what South African palates make make of that? Because yes, it can definitely be a taste that you need to educate a palate to.
Yes.
Or people coming back to try again.
Yes, for sure. Good. But I think it will definitely complement our cakes very well.
Okay,
yes.
I can see that. Yes. All right, so in front of me is, I mean, I thought making macarons full stop was a challenge, but this is a shell-shaped, multicolored macaron with chocolate, and that looks like a Ferrero Rocher in the middle, just in case you needed to make it any more delicious than it could be. What am I about to taste here?
So this is a chocolate hazelnut macaron, and the shape of the macaron is inspired by Korean macarons. So this is very popular in Korea, and then they usually put cookies or biscuits or any sweets inside to be the filling.
I mean, mastering the making of macarons is something anybody who's watched a season of MasterChef will know. It's the killer dish that everybody falls over on. How many years have you been making them, Christine?
I actually recently learned how to make it. So just
really?
Before I opened a shop, I thought I needed something extra special. Not a lot of people that sells. So I learned how to make macarons then.
And again, it's absolutely gorgeous. Now, the filling... Hazel, is that nut? I mean, it's got a hazelnut chocolate paste
yes,
in there.
Yes. Mm. So our filling is a buttercream filling because the shell itself is quite sweet. So then they usually put a very thick filling inside. So then when you bite into it, it's not overwhelmingly sweet.
I just love that balance. You know, you think of a dessert cafe, you think you're going to leave on an absolute sugar high. But all of these things that I'm tasting so far have been very
light
and sort of
so
held
sweet.
Back on yes. the sweetness, if I can put it that
yes.
way.
Yes.
Do you use real sugar? I mean, do you make options with sugar alternatives, for example?
We do. For our custom cakes, we definitely okay. do. But currently, we just use normal sugar, and we tone down the sugar level because
okay.
it suits the Asian taste. We don't have a lot of sugar in our cakes. And also, I think, appeals to the people who don't really like, generally like desserts. It's mm-hmm. also very nice for them to try because it's not overwhelmingly sweet.
And I won't say I don't like desserts, but
yes.
it's the last dish I would order.
Yes.
I'm more prone to do a starter and a main than I am to do a main and a dessert. But if desserts all tasted like this, I would seriously be changing my mind. Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest with us in studio is Christine Hu, who is the owner and the head chef at Cafe Chiffon in Greenpoint. I say in Greenpoint, you're just behind the Cape Quarter, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, we are in the
okay.
Cape
And, okay, I'm about to dive into one of the absolute signature dishes, which is... It looks like a spring roll on steroids. What is the dish I'm about to taste, Christine?
So that is our miso caramel chiffon roll. Miso caramel is currently our flavor for the month. We change our flavors month to month. And then our chiffon rolls are generally the most popular chiffon cakes. It's very light also. And we trying to bring in some Asian flavors, hence the miso.
Mm.
It almost tastes like almost like a salted caramel.
Except lighter. Again,
yes.
it doesn't feel like your teeth are sort of clenching in the back
yes.
of your mouth biting into it. Again, you must have the strongest arm muscles in the city, Christine, because the amount of baking and whisking of egg whites that must go into these desserts, I can see everything is lighter than air, and again, not too cloyingly sweet, which makes you feel you could happily eat the whole slice. You say you change your flavor profile once a month, but I would imagine particular dishes are on the menu all the time if someone finds a favorite?
Yes. So yeah. our most popular ones, which we always keep on the menu, is our macarons, our Japanese cheesecake, and our tiramisu. Those are the most popular ones. Everyone comes for it, and we always keep it on our menu.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the special cakes. You mentioned that you will make cakes for a special event purpose-built. I mean, birthdays, parties, hens, things. Do you make them to order with specific designs and colors? How
yes.
does that work?
Yes. So we make custom cakes as well.
Okay.
We do birthday cakes, wedding cakes, any cupcakes for birthday parties and things like that. We do take our orders through WhatsApp. So if anyone would like to order, then you just pop us a message through WhatsApp and then reference us with any images. Then we'll try to do it as close as possible. Yes.
Okay. And in terms of popping in to actually visit and have some coffee and delicious cakes, what days and hours are you open?
So we open from Monday to Friday from 7:30 to 5:30. And on Saturdays, we open from 8 to 4.
Okay, does one have to book a table? Because I know you've been very popular and very busy since you started.
Yes. So unfortunately, we don't take any reservations because of the amount of people that comes through.
Okay.
So I would definitely recommend coming in early in the morning where we have everything on display and more options to choose from.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with having cake for breakfast.
I
so
totally
definitely
endorse that
come
theory.
Through
okay.
in the morning, yes.
I'm looking at two other wedges of cake in a box here. Before I want to photograph them before I dive into them because they are so beautiful. One looks at first glance like a black forest cherry chocolatey thing, maybe? What is that?
So that is our Black Forest chiffon cake. It's just it's like a normal Black Forest cake without the alcohol, and it's just the chocolate cake is our chiffon cake.
Okay. Yes. And next door to it?
And that is our jasmine and strawberry mousse.
Jasmine and strawberry. Yes. Okay, I'm diving in for a little taste of that because that sounds like such an unusual combination.
So we also incorporate a lot of fresh fruits. We like to incorporate a lot of teas in our cakes as well. So that is our flavor combination.
That's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I'm somebody who's usually hesitant about a strawberry dessert, but that is amazing. I think I ate too many strawberry shortcakes in the 2 years I lived in Texas, and I just overdid it. What haven't I asked you about that you would like our listeners to know about Café Chiffon? I mean, you said it's a representation of your own culture. Did you grow up eating like this at your birthday parties? Did your cakes look and taste this beautiful as a child?
Yes, definitely. Really? I mean, the cakes are even more beautiful than these ones. Really? In China, they really do it very, very well. I'm just here trying to, because I obviously love baking and it's something that I would really want to do. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring something different to the market. Let everyone experience what maybe you can get in Asia, for the people that can't travel.
Okay. One email in from somebody who's been to visit saying, please talk some more about the canned coffee. It was a revelation. Okay. Canned coffee. Tell us more.
So our canned coffee, it's called Mr. Brown Coffee. Mm-hmm. It is imported from Taiwan, and we get, currently we have 6 different flavors. Our macadamia and vanilla is the most popular one. So it's very easy to drink. You just pop it open, keep it in your fridge, and you have good coffee to go in the morning.
So you don't have to add anything to it, shake it, pour it over ice, just straight out the fridge
in
a can.
Yes.
Well, if you can do it for champagne, there's no reason you can't do it for coffee. The one thing I haven't asked you about is pricing. How much does one pay for a slice of one of these beautiful concoctions?
So macarons are 35 rand each, and our cake starts from 45 to 50 rand.
Okay, and I have to say, is this the standard portion size that you would serve? You haven't made an extra large slice just for me.
No.
It's a really generous portion. It's a good wedge of cake and lots of filling and generous filling. I mean, the Swiss roll has got... It's not just a little, as you sometimes get, a sort of a tiny smear of filling in the middle of the cake. It's a big dollop of that delicious filling and then cream and piping on top. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, what's the plan? Are you happy to stay with your one cafe branch for now? Do you think that maybe this is something that could take off and be opened up with additional branches going forward?
For now, definitely one shop is enough. At the moment, we are very, very busy. We're struggling to keep up with production. But in the future, if we do find a great location that we want to move into, then we'll definitely expand.
Yes. How do you cope with load shedding in a business that needs ovens working all the time?
We are actually very lucky. The Oak Cake Porters, we don't get any load shedding. So we are good. Yes.
That's good to know. Okay,
yes.
So if you are wanting to vent your own frustrations and take your laptop and get some coffee and something sweet because your workday has been interrupted, very good to know that the Old Cape Quarter is a load shedding free spot. Christine, who is the owner of Café Chiffon and the head chef, you said 2 trainees in your kitchen so far.
Yes.
Have you thought about guest lecturing at our local culinary schools? Because, I mean, this is it's not just taste-wise an explosion of flavor. It's a work of art on the plate, Christine.
Yes, definitely. I would love to definitely do some demonstrations, especially in cake decorating, which is what I specialize in. I'll definitely want to explore more in those areas.
So just a heads up to all of the capsicums and Silwoods and the like, if you want to add a really special feather to the bow, to the quiver rather, this is one to look at. Somebody's asking on the WhatsApp, Christine, whether you offer any gluten-free options.
For our custom cakes, yes, we do offer gluten-free, but all our chiffon cakes, they do contain very little flour, but we really need that extra bit of gluten to strengthen the structure.
To keep it forming its shape,
yes, definitely. But for our custom birthday cakes, we do gluten-free, we do vegan, we can replace the sugar if you want. We can basically customize to your taste.
Okay, yes. So if you are wanting a really beautiful show-stopping cake to suit a particular dietary requirement, that is something to think about. You can find one at Café Chiffon. Otherwise, I recommend popping in, and I'm going to have to come and try the canned coffee. Thank you to Bongani from Gugulethu Coffee for the very good cup that's accompanied my my cakes in studio today. But if you want to pop down and try Mr. Brown canned coffee, the Korean macarons, the Japanese cheesecake, or one of these absolutely gorgeous chiffon rolls, Café Chiffon is located at 72 Devartakan Street in the Old Cape Quarter. just down the road from our Cape Talk studios. Open Monday to Friday and on Saturdays, but closed on Sunday. If you want to check out the beautiful, they're the most Instagrammable cakes on the planet, you'll find them at cafechiffon.cpt. Christine, I think you've hit something really different, and I'm not surprised to hear you're busy. I hope it stays that way. Thank you for this delicious lunch, and thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Christine Hu of Cafe Chiffon.